Hi, love. Today's hidden healing gem is homeopathy for relief of suicidal thoughts or impulses. And this is a powerful episode because we know that the data shows that pharmaceutical intervention for depression and anxiety and suicide, that pharmaceuticals can actually cause suicidal thoughts. So what is an answer that we can talk about that is not talked about many other places is homeopathy. Let's dig in. Hi, love. Welcome to Dear Divorce Diary, the podcast helping divorcees go beyond talk therapy to process your grief, find the healing you crave, and build back your confidence. I'm your host, Dawn Wiggins, a therapist, coach, integrative healer, and divorcee. Join me for a fresh approach to healing grief and building your confidence after divorce. In today's episode, we're going to briefly recap what homeopathy is, how it works. We're going to acknowledge how homeopathy specifically answers something like suicidality, and we're going to talk about how you can find a homeopath to help address these issues. So first things first, what is homeopathy? In Latin, the word means similar suffering. But what homeopathy does is it acknowledges that we live in a world created by infinite intelligence, right? That we are a world created by a higher power or God. And that in this created world, we have been given all of the things we need on this planet already that are medicine, that are energy medicine to heal our suffering. And that each of us have kind of a song inside of us, right? Like an individual fingerprint of how our pain presents, whether it's inherited pain genetically or energetically, or the things that we have experienced in life, and that there is a vibration to those symptoms and that suffering. And that inside of me, the vibration that is humming along that includes my symptoms, my strengths and my weaknesses, that in nature, there is a matching vibration somewhere. There is a matching material in nature that has a similar suffering to my suffering. That's crazy, right? It's the idea that like calls to like. It's the idea that the curse is the cure. If I get bit by a snake and I am poisoned by a snake, what is the antidote? It is snake venom. Hair of the dog, right? If I wake up the next morning with a hangover, you know, having a mimosa with breakfast is going to help relieve the suffering. It's in that conceptual vein, right? That there is an energy medicine out there that helps relieve my pain. So the most common homeopathic remedy that most people have heard of is arnica. If you've gotten a bruise or a fall, you may have gone to the store and gotten arnica as a cream to rub on you. How or why does arnica work? Well, if you were healthy and you ingested an arnica plant, you would bruise. Right? This is how homeopathy got discovered, is when Hahnemann, who was a preeminent doctor of his time, was treating malaria. He saw that cinchona bark cured malaria. And he said, I wonder if I don't have malaria and I eat cinchona bark, what will happen? He eats the cinchona bark and he gets the symptoms of malaria. He didn't get malaria, but he got the symptoms of malaria. So it was this idea that there is a matching thing in nature that matches my symptoms. And if I take this thing, that it is going to stimulate healing and I am going to get resolution from my symptoms. So a healthy person who ingested arnica would get bruises. A person with bruises who uses arnica gets resolution to their bruises. Super interesting, right? So that's what homeopathy is. The way it is prepared is super complex. The way that it is diluted and the way that the energy is placed into the sugar pellets, super fascinating concept, different episode. But homeopathy states that there are different patterns of disease that we have inherited as humans. And geneticists would say that we have inherited certain genetic traits that we can see because we've mapped the human genome. Science has come so far that we have mapped the majority of the human genome, maybe even the whole thing. I actually think we completed it in the last couple of years, and we can see where certain things have expressed genetically, and we have been able to laser in on how those things have been expressed in our genetic presentation. Homeopathy takes that just a step further and says that there are certain ways that those diseases show up energetically, and there are a handful of remedies that are go-to remedies when we have inherited certain diseases that even if we were born with them, homeopathy has a go-to remedy to help stabilize that. That's considered a miasm. Now, beyond that, a seasoned homeopath can sit with someone who is experiencing suicidal ideation or impulses and can take a deep dive into the case in the presentation, can look at their history, their miasmatic history, what they were born with and inherited, can look at their history of lived experience, can really dig into where over the course of their life, things kind of went wrong and their health became imbalanced, and can really laser in on which homeopathic remedies are going to help clear those blocks and help create resolution or healing. So I have seen in my own case, though, there are many times I have referred really complex suicidal cases to a homeopathic colleague. There are many times that I have been able to offer some homeopathic suggestions and have seen great improvement. It is really, really wild. It boggles the mind how these energy remedies can make such a difference, but I've seen it over and over and over again. It's wild. And so I strongly, strongly recommend that if you or someone you love have experienced suicidal thoughts or impulses, that you consider consulting a homeopath. Now, let's talk about how you can find a homeopath. One of my favorite places, this is going to sound so silly though, is Instagram. And the reason for that is because I can sit with and see them speak about various conditions and really kind of learn and understand and start to get a feel for how a homeopath practices and how they think through a case, how they take a case, how they interview one of their patients and how they treat. So I just love that Instagram gives us the opportunity to see behind the scenes of how a homeopath practices. But certainly also, if you Google find a homeopath, you are going to find several professional organizations that are going to help you connect with a seasoned and skilled homeopath in your area. Now, the beauty of this internet age is you don't even have to find one in your area. You can find one anywhere in the country. My homeopath lives in Oregon, and some of my favorite homeopaths are all over. I have recently found an amazing homeopath in Miami, whom I also love to refer to, and recently referred someone because I knew this was a client in Key Largo, Florida, who reached out to me because they had recently attempted suicide and had been hospitalized. And I said, you need to see someone in person. Let me find someone local for you. And so I found this local homeopath in Miami that just was a beautiful fit, and I connected them together. Because sometimes, right, when we're dealing with these very complex, very heavy issues, we need to be seen in person, so that they can just make sure that the care is so finely tuned and so spot on, and that we feel seen and heard and understood in these deeper, more supportive ways. So there are many homeopaths out there that specialize in mental illness, and especially certainly addiction and depression, and of course, suicidality. So this is just your call to consider this kind of out of the box, less popular approach, because it can create deep resolution in a very meaningful way. So if you haven't tried it yet, give it a try. I love you so much. If you have any questions, just reach out. Peace.
Dear Divorce Diary is a podcast by My Coach Dawn. You can find more at mycoachdawn.com.